Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Boy.
That is one of those things you should not talk about at the dinner table, all right? Okay.
But we do.
Enough said, yeah, but we do.
Yeah, of
You're
course
right.
we do.
Yep. Yeah. Let's have some poetry,
oh,
shall we?
Oh, yes, please.
Our good friend, old buddy, old pal, Deacon Dub, D.W. Grothy, he's going to tell us about the legend of Little Buddy the Christmas Steer.
Yeah. I'll tell you a tale of the old frontier story of sorts filled with lots of good cheer. Back before Santa and all his reindeer was the legend of Buddy the Christmas Steer. Some say he was born in the snow and the cold, yeller and white with a heart made of gold. His mom was part Angus, his dad was a pulled Hereford, I hear, so I've been told. Don't know where he come from. He just always was there. Sort of popped up out of pure prairie air. And just how he knew the when and the where to do what he did, we didn't really care. Because when things got dark at the end of the year with 6 foot of snow, who would appear? With a sled full of presents and Yuletide beer. Yeah, our own little buddy, the Christmas Steer. He didn't miss no one. He visited all the ranches and homesteads, a big and a small. He'd stop at each cabin, let out a bawl so folks would come out for their Christmas haul. When Buddy appeared, their eyes opened wide. The kids would all clamor all over his hide while the folks would come carry the presents inside and bring him fresh hay with water beside. He did this for years, for count beyond end. When Christmas rolled round and winter's slow wind, if you needed a present or just a good friend, on old little Buddy you sure could depend. Till finally, one Christmas, retirement near, he passed on the reins at the turn of the year to a short, hairy, fat guy with 8 tiny deer. More than one cowboy shed more than one tear. Yet, every once in a while, on a Christmas Eve clear, for those who believe for whom Christmas is dear, he'll make an appearance with presents and beer. Good old little Buddy, the Christmas Steer.
Man, oh man, yeah. That has become a Christmas tradition.
Yes,
for
it
us.
Has. That's it certainly right, has. Yeah. Yes.
That ought to be just, I mean, the same with Samuel Clemens, Night Before Christmas, those things, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and the Christmas Carol.
And the Christmas Carol. And, oh my goodness.
And Buddy the Christmas Steer.
Yeah. Yes. Little Buddy the Christmas Steer. Yeah,
yes.
There you are. All right, well. Conversations around the dinner table, things you should not.
Well, like I just said, here in a
everything's free at your house.
Anything, any topic is free game.
Yeah, well,
and it usually starts with what you've been doing.
What'd you do today? Well, let me tell you about this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I got covered by a loose cow. After my husband hit her with a hot shot.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There was that one time.
There was that once.
That one time.
I'm sure it was just once. You've never done it again. But you had her lined up so good.
Oh, man.
So
perfectly. It was perfect. Yeah. I had to do it.
Yeah.
I had to do it. We were loading out calves. It was sloppy, nasty, snowy. And there's that calf, that 500-pound calf, lined right up with Tina.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Nice.
So I took the old poke and pull and went and jabbed the calf, and he spit and sputtered and spun out and coughed.
And coughed,
at the full length of Tina.
She says,
it's going to be like that
today, huh? Uh-huh. Yeah.
We were both
covered. Were you both covered by the time you
got
back?
Before we got them trucks loaded. Yeah. It was ugly.
Yeah. I'll bet. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember one time at the dinner table with Mom. And, you know, Mom's an emergency room nurse. She's heard it all, seen it all, been there, done that. Yeah. So it's not like she's squeamish or anything like that.
No.
But I remember one time, and I don't think you were there. And this actually, when I look back on it, it's kind of humorous right now. But, man, it wasn't at the time.
Not at the time.
No. Me and Big Brother Pat were sitting.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to give Mom a compliment on the food that I had just eaten.
Okay.
All right. So we had just eaten lunch. And what I meant to say was, that was a good appetizer.
Uh-huh.
I'm ready for the main course.
What's next?
Yeah. Right, I'm ready for the main course. But instead of saying main course,
intercourse.
Yeah, I did.
Your dad come out.
Yeah, I did. I said,
just because your dad says.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, I know it. Instead of main course, I said intercourse, and Pat just spewed everything all over and
made it worse.
Made it worse. Mom was so ashamed of me, and she gave me a pretty good Scotch blessing at the time, and I wasn't old enough to know what that word
what
meant.
That meant.
Yep. But I guess I had heard that word at some point in time.
Obviously. Yeah.
And couldn't remember main course.
Well, and that was me. And you know, Dad, you would ask him a question. Do you want this or do you want that? And he would say, it's in venereal.
Right.
And
right.
Mom asked me, do you want this or do you want that? And I says, it's in venereal. Well, just because your dad says it doesn't mean you can.
Yeah, just because your dad talks like that doesn't mean you can.
And you had to teach your kids, just because Uncle James said it doesn't mean you can either.
And that wasn't even around the dinner table. Yeah. Sadie starts in with a joke that I knew the punchline on. Yeah. And Sadie, she's telling this to her cousins, her little cousin. Well, Uncle James told the joke, and I said, yeah, well, all right, that should be a pretty good indicator that you should not repeat that joke.
And I like the story of when the fuse was getting lit while you was under a horse. And the air was going to turn blue. And Jacqueline said, Dylan, go to the house.
It was Sadie. She said, Sadie, go to the house. She could see what was coming. Sadie, go to the house. Yeah.
So there is no topic.
No, that is that sacred
is,
or
is not allowed.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the good conversations around the dinner table.
Socially acceptable.
Right.
Yes.
Well, some of the things that, you know, lessons learned.
Now, there are
a lot of lessons that are taught and throughout the day, and then they can be expounded on at the dinner table.
That's right.
All right. And I remember many from our mother.
Absolutely.
Now, our dad did not like conversation at the dinner table.
No.
Dinner table was to sit,
eat,
be done.
Uh-huh.
Go back to work.
Go to work.
Yeah,
yes.
Go do what you were supposed to do.
That's right.
Right. So we never heard a lot from our dad.
No. Nope.
And we didn't have a whole lot of conversations while he was at the dinner table. But I do remember some with Mom.
Absolutely.
I really do. Yeah. And lessons learned.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And taught.
And lessons taught, exactly. Yeah. And that's what I've tried to do with our kids.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And we've... You know, we talk about the degradation of the society and in the family and everything, and we got to keep the dinner table, the supper table, as a sacred time and be able to gather together and talk about what's going on.
We got to eat together.
And we got to eat together.
Hey, we need to ditch out to our last song.
Oh,
Cowboy
man.
Celtic's riding along with us. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Yeah, but we're around the table.
We need to finish that thought.
The family supper table.
Yeah, let's finish that thought, okay?
Finish it.
In this day of, I got to be here, I got to do that, mm-hmm. We got to be everywhere, we have to do everything,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sitting around the dinner table has kind of gone away.
It kind of has, yeah.
As a family,
mm-hmm.
But it shouldn't.
No, it doesn't at my house.
Right.
You know, if it's just me and Tina,
yeah,
you know, we're probably sitting in front of the TV,
well, yeah,
and that's
right.
The wrong thing to do.
Well, it is. You're right. Yeah,
yeah,
we'd probably
should be at the table, fuss, cussing, and discussing.
Sitting in front of that stupid
that
television.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the family values
mm-hmm.
that have started to go away, I think, has begun with not eating meals
mm-hmm.
together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? We're all leaving the house at different times.
Right.
We're not all home at lunchtime, right?
Yep.
So at least supper time.
At least.
Right?
At a minimum, yes.
Right. We need to get our family together.
Mm-hmm.
We need to thank our Maker,
yes,
for the bounty that we receive
on a daily basis,
and for all the other many blessings
mm-hmm.
that we receive.
Yeah.
And then we need to talk.
Yeah, let's talk.
Reminds me of Waddy Mitchell.
Oh, and, absolutely.
Yeah. How he got turned mm-hmm. on to cowboy poetry and reading and
mm-hmm.
things like that. He said, growing up, we said we had no television,
right,
and we had damn poor radio.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, at night we did the strangest thing. Strangest thing. Yeah, we talked to each other, right.
And we entertained each other.
Right, exactly. And what do you do in a bunkhouse when
exactly.
there's nothing else to do? Hey, exactly. Sing that song.
Hey, yeah.
Do
yeah.
that poem again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
What
right.
have you been working on?
That's
yeah.
right. So hey, you know.
Let's get back around.
Yeah, let's get back to the basics.
Yeah,
you bet.
Yeah.
And folks want to stay tuned for next week.
Absolutely.
That's right. It is our Chris
That's
Cow
right.
Christmas show.
That's right.
So
yeah.
stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
That comes up around the dinner table.
A lot.
Yeah.